Welcome to Press TV's News Review, where we look deeper into some of the top stories of the day. Stay tuned, everybody. On this news review, China has called on the United States not to pass legislation against a controversial extradition bill in Hong Kong. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says any plots to bring chaos to Hong Kong would not succeed. On Thursday, U.S. lawmakers proposed legislation for annual certification of Hong Kong's autonomy. The certification would justify special treatment for the region under a U.S. pact. The proposed legislation came in response to tensions in Hong Kong over an extradition bill. Critics say the bill would allow extraditions to mainland China and could be used against political opponents. Hong Kong's authorities reject this, however. Joining us on this edition of the News Review, we've got our correspondent, Stephen Rebay, who's joining us from Beijing, and also journalist and commentator on international affairs, Mr. James Tweedy, is with us from the British capital, London. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Stephen in Beijing. Stephen, explain for us and our viewers the tensions regarding this extradition bill in Hong Kong.
Well, the biggest import to it is that Hong Kong will no longer be considered separate from China with regards to trade. So if the US passes this bill and then the Secretary of State refuses to certify, as he will have to every year, that Hong Kong is indeed autonomous from China, Hong Kong will be considered part of China and thus subjected to the same tariffs as China. Recently, there was some actually manufacturing moving back into Hong Kong. Although it's a very expensive, high-wage economy, there were manufacturers who were looking to set up factories there so that they could escape the 25% tariffs. Now, if this bill goes forward and then the Secretary of State deems that Hong Kong is not autonomous, then Hong Kong, well, its industry will just be wiped out because it will be subject to the same 25% taxes. China is incensed at this. It always insists that America is meddling in its internal affairs. And it's adding to this. We had the vice foreign minister summoning the deputy chief of mission in Beijing, Robert Forden, pleading with him not to take measures that could affect Hong Kong's prosperity. Because if Hong Kong is deemed to be no longer be autonomous, as I said again, it will be subject to the full force of the trade war, which it has escaped so far.
Let's bring in Mr. Tweedy, who's with us from the British capital, London. Mr. Tweedy, give us your thoughts on the recent news coming from the United States that it wants to pass legislation with regards to Hong Kong. Why is the United States jumping into the mix?
There's been a lot of Western meddling in Hong Kong in recent years. You see a lot of support over here in Britain and in the USA for this movement, which, you know, the umbrella movement, which is portrayed as a students protesting in defense of democracy, but in fact it's a movement against modernizing the democratic governance of Hong Kong away from a system which is, you know, about 100 years out of date. And well, you know, Hong Kong was granted that autonomy, I believe, as a kind of sweetener for returning to Chinese sovereignty where it belongs, rightfully, back in the 1990s from British rule. And so there it is. It is autonomous, and the US has no place claiming it isn't. And obviously this is being used as a tool in the whole ongoing trade war where the US is trying to pressure China into accepting worse trade terms than it already has with the US, because it's TO terms, which the US sets anyway. And why is the US doing that? Because communist China is out competing capitalist USA, and the USA can't accept that.
Stephen, given all the backlash that this extradition bill has had, do you think that there is a possibility Hong Kong officials will not see this bill through?
Well, it would be quite a humiliating climb down for the chief executive, Carrie Lam. She's more or less staked her career on this. She said she's going to push forward with the bill. It seems pretty obvious that she's received the word from above, because you probably remember in 2003 there was another bill, similar bill, that the Hong Kong government was forced to back down on after similar demonstrations. This time, I really don't think she's going to back down. I mean, we're looking at a face-off between her and the ongoing demonstrators, who have not let up 5 days after the huge demonstration on Sunday.
Mr. Tweedy, your thoughts on the issue? Do you think it'd be a good idea for Hong Kong officials to back off on this extradition bill?
It's hard to say. It might be, let's say, a case of real politics if they do. But on principle, they probably should not, because what is the harm in an extradition treaty? I mean, Britain has an extradition treaty with the US, and a lot of people are saying right now that it's being used to extradite Julian Assange for purely political reasons, because if Julian Assange was a US journalist for a US newspaper, and he'd received some, the information that he'd received, and he'd run an expose on it, then he would have been, you know, by the protocols, let's say, or the precedents of US justice, he would be protected. But now he's being extradited from the UK, having never committed any of the so-called offences in the US anyway, to the USA. But an extradition treaty is a treaty. It's a two-way street. You expect that if you wish to extradite people from another jurisdiction to yours because they committed a crime in your jurisdiction, then you must reciprocate. And what is the harm in China and Hong Kong being able to extradite people between the two jurisdictions for committing crimes, which may be committed, as in the case of fraud or cybercrime, across borders?
All right, thanks a lot, Stephen Marrero, correspondent joining us from Beijing, and also thanks to journalist and commentator on international affairs, Mr. James Tweedy, joining us from the British capital, London. And with that, it brings us to an end here on this edition of Press TV's News Review. Stay tuned, there's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Bye for now.